It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. We talked last week about the recent Pew Center survey that showed that almost 70% of Americans believe that single mothers are bad for society. A stigma, absolutely, was Dee Hogan's response. It was not my choice to be divorced. The worst was hearing the broken home label with the expectations of failure and troubles projected on both of us. My daughter far exceeded the typical expectations and statistics for daughters of single moms. I couldn't be more proud of her and who she is. During the show, a single dad called in to tell us that many people, moms included, seem to look at him with wonder. Angela Allen in Raleigh, North Carolina, complained, "That's the problem. It is assumed," she writes, "that a single mother is stuck in her situation, while the single father is a hero for accepting responsibility. These are the persistent biases that require women to behave in ways that are at least respectful to themselves and other women." Motown came to the White House last week. It was an opportunity for us to talk about the legacy of Hitsville, USA, and we asked for your Motown moments. Terry Campbell in San Francisco wrote to tell us, "I'm a baby boomer who's had Motown music as a soundtrack for my high school years, class of 65, as well as a driving part of my tour in Vietnam, 1968. The moment came when we off-duty Marines were relaxing in an enlisted man's club in Oahu, Hawaii. A commotion broke out around the jukebox around song selection, country western versus Motown. It was at that time that I first witnessed a group of white guys stand up for their black brothers and stand united defending the Motown choice." Finally, a clarification. During our conversation about the Oscar-nominated feature documentaries, we said that the nominees are chosen by members of the documentary branch of the Academy. We should have also added the entire Academy can vote on the final winner if they've seen every nominee in a theater. Well, we didn't talk with every nominee in a theater, but they did go to radio studios for us. Even the director of the eventual Oscar winner, Inside Job, Charles Ferguson. You can hear our interviews with the filmmakers behind all five of this year's nominated documentaries and last year's too. That's at our website, npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. And if you have a correction for us or comment or questions, best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Peter Granitz, Priska Neely, Arnie Seipel, and Kenya Young. April Failing handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Gwen Newton directs the program. Our intern is Colin Campbell. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen, Cal Southworth, and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Scott Cameron. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, Ron Rosenbaum previews Nuclear World War III. Neil Conan will be back for that. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, and you've been listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.